everyone. Welcome to the March 8th, 2024 edition of the Cyber Weekly podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Silk, Vice President, Cybersecurity Programs here at CompTIA. Just a really short update for this week. Next week, the team and I will be at CompTIA's Community Forum in Chicago. If you need anything from us, please send us an email. We have a lot of things going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I'm sure a lot of you are going to be there. Some of you are not. You're going to be at the Channel Partners event out in Vegas. Anyway, we wish we could be there. We do have representation out there, by the way. I'll also be attending the Interface Portland conference on March 19th, obviously in Portland, Oregon. I do have a speaking spot there, so if you're in and around Portland, stop by at the conference. Would love to see you. CJ and Miles are going to be at the Cybersecurity Summit in Rosemont on the 20th of March. And then I'm going to be at the Cybersecurity Summit in Baltimore on April 4th. And again, at the Cybersecurity Summit in Dallas on April 12th. But rounding out April, I'm also going to be at the TAG National Conference in Las Vegas on April 29th through May 1st. So if you're participating in any of those kind of activities, or you just want to stop by, especially the Cybersecurity Summits, they have really had a lot of great content in the ones that I've been attending recently. So yeah, come on out, join us, and it'll be a good time, really. A quick note on the emergency response team. We are actively looking for more volunteers. So whether you're in the U.S., we're actually trying to launch the emergency response team in the U.K. and Ireland, as well as Australia and New Zealand. So if you're listening to us from those locations and you are interested in becoming a volunteer, please visit msp911.org. And then there's a link there that you can click on to enter your information into the volunteer form. Now, you're not in this alone, by the way. Miles will reach out to everybody and, first of all, make sure that this, you know, you understand what all is involved, and also set you up with access to the tool and get you into the rotation set for the volunteer schedule, because you're not always on. That's the fun part about it. Truthfully, this program cannot happen without the generous support of the volunteers and the member community. So please, if this is something that you would be interested in doing and might be an opportunity for you to give back to the community as a whole, please consider volunteering. All right, let's turn now to the ISOW threat reports. Just a couple of things to note for this week, honestly. After I published last week's Cyber Weekly on March 1st, which always happens, this always happens, the Five Eyes crew, that would be the five agencies from around the world, warned that the detection tool specifically for the, they were specifically referring to Avanti's Integrity Checker tool, may have been compromised and may not suffice to detect an issue in one of the VPN products that we've been talking about for the last few weeks, right? So read that report if you have Pulse, Secure, Connect, or any of the Pulse products, legacy Pulse products, just to make sure that you know what's going on there. On Tuesday of this week at 3:26, there was another Screen Connect report, and it was actually discussing Tiger Shark malware being dropped through the current exploit that is available for those systems that have not been patched. So obviously, you need to patch those Screen Connect systems and get them at least up to date to the patched version, which ConnectWise, I believe, is still offering free of charge. Also on Tuesday at 4:28 p.m., a report surfaced of a critical Team City bug. And then on Thursday at 12:29, another Team City report dropped, this one discussing the authentication bypass bug that's currently being exploited to mass generate admin accounts. So if you're using Team City inside of your environment, please pay attention to that report at Thursday, yesterday at 12:29 p.m. And, you know, with that, if you need anything from the team, please, please, please be sure to reach out. We are here to help. And again, if we don't have the answer, the community probably does. So, you know, there's going to be a ISAL member meetup on the 20th. I'm stalling because I'm trying to get to my calendar. On the 20th. So if you can make it, register. I believe Lisa's posted the links out there to register for that ISAL member meetup. Remember, there's two that you can take advantage of. So there's a morning session at 11 a.m. Eastern and a p.m. session at 7 p.m. Eastern for our Australia ASEAN crew and West Coast U.S., right? So please reach out. The community is here to help. We talk about a lot of great things on that monthly member meetup. So join if you haven't been in a while. And with that, please stay safe, stay healthy, and above all, remain secure. Until next week, everyone.
For more information on the CompTIA ISAL, visit www.comptiaisal.org. Member benefits include exclusive access to the Cyber Forum, where you can build connections with peers and industry leaders, as well as get the latest threat intelligence information from leading security providers. Join the fight today to secure the tech industry of tomorrow.